Yes, sir.
Some of them raised the question whether I'm going to take Truman with me. I don't think I ought to, but I think you ought to call his secretary.
Yes, sir.
And tell him that they're raising this question, and I didn't know whether he's really up to a strenuous trip like that. And then I was just going to make a brief appearance there and go on into the range. That I primarily won't stop by for three reasons. One, I want to see him. I love him, and I haven't seen him in a good while, and I wanted to pay some attention to him. That's number one, and get some advice from him.
Yes.
Number two, I want to concentrate the attention of the world on Truman because he had so much to do with saving the United Nations.
All right.
And three, I just personally, I'd like to talk to him and get advice from him, and I thought I'd do that for her, so go slow so she can take down those three things. Say, now, some of them raised the question whether he's going. We would love for him to go, but we don't want to tax him at all. But we do suggest that you ask him if he'd like to go, and we'll have a plane sent back. We'll have a plane to bring him back if he wants to. And the president will go on to the ranch, but he'll ride out with him, and he'll have a plane to bring him back. And if he can't, we'll say to the press that we invited him, but the president couldn't accept.
Yes, sir. I'll do it immediately.
So get that straightened out.
Yes, sir.
Then the wild congressman that we don't take, the Bruton and the other one, I would say to him that the president said he would just be delighted to have them go out with his assistance going out this evening.
I'll take them out in that other plane.
Yeah, that he'd just be delighted to have them go out in the plane he's going, that he is going on a circuitous route and got some other conferences, and we'll be seeing President Truman and others, and be getting in way after midnight and getting up at daylight, and that he suggested his plane, he suggested going this plane. I don't want to be riding with
you. I understand. The only two that are called are Phil Burton and Jeffrey Cohelan.
Is Cohelan a Democrat?
Yes, sir. They're both California congressmen. I suspect that before the day's out, we're going to have some other California congressmen who are really just looking for a free ride out, that's all.
Well, I'd tell them that you're going in a jet, but it has limited space, and I want to carry 7-8, that you'll take them, and I let Secret Service and whatever the people they've got, that they've got to have mobs in there, and I don't think I'm going to just tell them we don't need a lot of mob protection. We're going to stay right at the range, and I won't even go boat if they got to have a bunch of people. I don't want a bunch of these teletypists. We don't have to have them.
There'll be no communicators at California at all, Mr. President.
Well, I don't care about them even at the range. I don't care about a lot of this crap that goes on down there. I'll just not bring all these yellow reports. I just think I'll talk and get it, and if they need anything, they can call me on the phone, and all this big bunch of... I don't want those 80 cars out there and all those people running around back and forth.
Yes.
They can send down by a plane. I don't object to them taking a Jetstar, and they'll probably need another one to haul the Filipinos down and whatever aids they need and stuff like that.
Yes.
But I don't want... Okay.
Yes, sir.